The American Broadcasting Company presents Much About Doolittle, a new comedy series starring Hans Conried. There isn't much about Doolittle his neighbors don't know. But none of them has any idea why he calls himself Colonel. That's because they never heard him say,
"Young woman, who do you think improved the cotton gin? Why, throughout the South, I'm regarded as a colonel of industry."
Colonel of industry? Dad, you mean a captain of industry.
Don't be silly. Who ever heard of a Kentucky captain?
Yes, that's Much About Doolittle, a story written by Jack Crutcher and starring Hans Conried as the fabulous Colonel Doolittle. Thirty years ago, the colonel decided to retire and just rest. But he didn't like just resting, so he tried just sleeping, and he liked that much better. But don't get the idea the colonel lies in bed all day. Well, not at all. Sometimes he lies on the sofa, the porch swing, or the hammock. This morning, he happens to be snoozing comfortably in bed. And the big old frame house on Benton Street looks peaceful and quiet. But little does the colonel know that just outside his bedroom door, the enemy is plotting an attack on his rear.
Did you get your father out of bed, Marianne? I want him to go find a job today.
Couldn't budge him, Mom. The colonel must have been out with the boys last night.
Yes, until 2 a.m. I heard him sneaking in with his shoes off. Either those stairs need fixing or your father has squeaky feet.
Well, I couldn't wake him up. He's having another one of his military dreams.
Oh, not again. No wonder he's always tired. That's the third time this week he's charged up San Juan Hill with Teddy Roosevelt.
This one's different. From what I could gather, he and Admiral Dewey are fighting the Spaniards at Manila Bay. Why, the covers, they're all over the floor, and the colonel's got his head under the pillow, but the rest of them is sticking up in the air.
What a position.
The Spaniards couldn't ask for a better target.
Or a bigger one. Hand me my hairbrush.
What do you want your hairbrush for?
Your father doesn't know it yet, but I just joined the Spaniards.
Well, I wish you luck. All he'd say to me was, "Remember the Maine."
This will make him forget it.
There he is, still in that same position. You can't budge him when he's asleep.
I know a couple of things that'll budge him.
What?
My thick hairbrush and his thin pajamas. Colonel, wake up, Colonel.
Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead.
Lucius, I brought the hairbrush.
You may fire when ready, Gridley.
Aye, aye, sir.
Oh! Gridley, watch where you're firing!
Dad, what are you doing up here in the attic?
Shh, I'm hiding from your mother. How'd you know I was up here?
She told me.
Oh. Marry a turtle dove and she turns into an eagle.
Well, the eagle says she'll give you just 5 minutes to get out and start looking for a job.
Oh, threats, huh? Trying to intimidate me, huh? 5 minutes, eh? She doesn't scare me. How much time do I got left?
Not enough to think up a good excuse. Dad, what are you trying to keep from going outside today?
Me?
Well, you wouldn't even go out in the front yard for the morning paper. Now, that's a little unusual, isn't it?
Unusual? What's so unusual about it?
Well, I'm almost sure you won't see anyone else on Benton Street reeling in the morning paper on a fishing rod.
Yeah. Well, you never know when you might run into a subpoena server.
Well, what would a subpoena server want with you?
Well, some bounder stole, mind you, the idea for my latest invention. He's suing me for defamation of character.
Well, did you defame his character?
Of course not. I just said he was a low-down, conniving crook. Didn't even mention his character. So if anybody comes snooping around here, don't let him in. Huh? You just tell him you never heard of me.
What about Waldo Boomer?
Waldo Boomer? What's that?
He's not a that, he's a who. Waldo Boomer is a boy.
Oh, did he get promoted?
Oh, just wait till you meet him, Dad. He's coming by to take me to school in his car. Gosh, he's real gone.
Real gone, huh? What kind of car does Waldo have?
Well, I think it's a Model A Ford. It doesn't have any fenders or doors or top.
Sounds like most of his car is real gone, too.
Oh, you'll be crazy about him, Dad. He's a dreamboat.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's a fine young man, my dear. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to get back to work here.
Is this the new invention you're working on? This old cannonball hung on a rope over the rafter?
My dear girl, that is not an old cannonball hung on a rope over a rafter. It is my new and improved automatic window opener.
Excuse me. What's it made out of?
Well, it's an old cannonball hung on a rope over a rafter. But this is just a rough model I'm experimenting with. The principle is quite sound.
Does it work?
Well, of course it works. Watch this.
I thought it was supposed to open the window.
Well, of course. Don't you feel a draft?
Lucius!
Uh-oh, here comes the eagle.
Lucius, Doolittle.
That's a talking eagle.
Lucius, will you please stop fooling around with this nonsense and go out and look for a job?
Nonsense? Madam, we cannot consider the world of science nonsense.
No? What about that little whizzer you invented last week? You call that sensible? Who ever heard of an egg beater that goes up and down instead of round and round?
Well, what's wrong with it? You got all the egg out of your hair, didn't you? Besides, a man should work at the job that makes him happiest. Do I ask you not to cook and wash dishes?
No. You're very thoughtful, Lucius.
Well,
you don't even insist on helping. Now, will you go look for a job? There's one advertised right here in the morning paper that I...
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I've been considering this one here, my dear. Oh, yes, yes, here it is. Wanted. An intelligent man with ability to make contacts for important legal work. Apply Acme Employment Agency. Sounds like something that might challenge my executive ability.
That's not the one I meant.
In my youth, you know, my father urged me to study law and go into politics. I should have done it, yeah. But by now, I'd undoubtedly be in line for a job in the president's cabinet. Possibly that of attorney general.
But, Dad, they just appointed a new attorney general.
Oh, really? Well, in that case, I'd have to be content with a seat on the Supreme Court bench. Sitting with the 9 old men.
And since they already have 9 old men, I'm afraid you'd have to stand up.
Tough luck. 10th old man.
No vacancy in the Supreme Court, huh?
Or the cabinet.
My word, I had no idea jobs were so scarce.
How about trying to get a job at the shoe factory?
Shoe factory? Madam, are you suggesting that I take a position as president of a shoe factory?
No, not as the president. I'm suggesting that you just take an ordinary job.
An ordinary... Imagine Lucius K. Doolittle, an ordinary vice president. What would all the boys I knew at Harvard say?
You never went to Harvard.
No, but I knew a lot of the boys there. Yale was more my speed. Dear old Eli.
Yale? Oh, golly, Dad. Were you a whiff and poof?
A whiff and poof? Well, a little on Saturday nights. But I always got home by myself. Oh, you mean Wilford? Oh, I wonder if there's an opening at Yale.
At Yale?
For a scientist.
There's an opening in the front hall for a door. Close it behind you. And there's no point in trying to sneak in before you find a job. I took your key and locked all the windows.
My dear woman, do you realize they are trying to serve me with a subpoena? If you lock me out, I may fall into their trap.
Maybe it'll teach you to keep yours shut. Now go and look for a job.
Very well, madam. I'll go and look for a job. But there must be an easier way to make a living. Uh, the basement window locked tighter than a drum.
Say, Colonel.
Right. Oh. Hello, Motley.
Colonel. What are you going around trying all the windows for? Gertrude lock you out again?
What? Why, Motley, are you serious?
Well, did she?
Lock me out? That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
Well, answer me. Did she lock you out?
Yes, she did.
Ah, we thought so. Edna says she heard Gertrude giving you the merry net about something.
Edna had her head out of your back door again, did she, George?
No, as a matter of fact, she had it inside yours. She wanted to borrow an egg.
I'd have been glad to let her have it. I suppose by now the whole neighborhood knows.
Well, I try to get Edna not to gossip, but she never hears anything I say. You know how Edna is.
Yes, I know how Edna is. Everything you tell her goes in one ear and out her mouth.
Edna says she heard Gertrude wallop you with a hairbrush.
Well, she did it while I was asleep, though. Sneaked around behind me and whacked me across. She whacked me.
Yeah, and you're the one who's always saying a man's home is his castle.
Well, I still say so, sir. A man's home is his castle. I just happened to leave my drawbridge down, that's all.
Edna says Gertrude's making you go to work.
Edna says. What do you say to Edna? Just yes and no?
No.
You mean you never say no to her?
Certainly I do. Just last night, some of the boys wanted me to come over and play poker. And Edna said I should stay home.
And you said no to her.
Yeah, darn right I did. She says, George Motley, are you going to disobey me? And I looked her right in the eye and I said, no.
I wonder if Gertrude locked that dining room window.
Yeah, want me to give you a lift downtown, Colonel?
Oh, no, thanks, George. Marianne's boyfriend, Waldo Boomer, will be here any minute. They can drop me off on their way to school.
Waldo Boomer? Oh, Edna says he's a nice boy.
Well, according to Marianne, I'll be crazy about him because he's a real God. Boost me up to that dining room window, will you, George?
Edna says Waldo's working his way through law school.
Oh, good, good. I like a boy with ambition. A little higher, George, huh?
A little higher.
That's it. What's he do? Watch at the movies?
No.
Jerk sodas at the sweet shop?
I remember. Yeah. Waldo Boomer's a subpoena server in his spare time.
No, a subpoena server, huh? A little higher, George.
A little higher.
You know, I shouldn't even be outside today, you know. I'm dodging a subpoena server next. Waldo Boomer!
Yeah, what's wrong?
He'll be here any second.
Well, don't worry, Colonel. You'd be crazy about him. But don't forget, he's real gone.
Well, I may not be real, but I'll be gone.
Now for more about Doolittle. The colonel seems to be in an embarrassing position. If he can't talk his wife into letting him back in the house, he's in danger of being served a subpoena by his daughter's boyfriend. Meanwhile, a stranger has appeared at the home of his neighbor, George Motley.
Oh, how do you do?
Sorry to disturb you, Mr. Motley. I'm Officer Riley. I'm off duty today. That's why I'm not in uniform. You see, I'm selling tickets to the police circus.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd be glad to buy a couple, Officer Riley.
Oh, thank you, sir. You suppose the people next door would be interested?
That's Colonel Doolittle. Edna says he's kind of a knucklehead. But I'm sure the Colonel would be glad to buy a ticket.
Well, thanks. I'll go right over.
Sure, living room window's locked, too. Come on, Gertrude, have a heart, my dear. Confound that whippersnapper Waldo Boomer and his blasted subpoena. Wants to meet me, eh? Hiding behind my own daughter's skirts. Maybe I can scare him off. Oh, that must be he coming up the front wall. Confounded window.
Can I help you with that window?
What? Oh, well, no, thank you. I can open the subpoena by... open the window by myself.
Whatever you say, Colonel Doolittle.
Oh, no, are you serious? Do I look like Colonel Doolittle to you?
Well, I admit I wouldn't take you for a colonel. Your back's at attention, but your stomach's at ease.
I've just learned how to relax, that's all.
Say, if you ain't Colonel Doolittle, what are you trying to get in this house for?
Suppose I told you I'm a big-time gangster.
No kidding. A gangster, huh?
Yeah.
Which mob?
A mob? Yeah, well, you've heard of Fingers McGurk.
Fingers McGurk, huh? You don't mean you want a Fingers, boys.
Just call me Pinky.
Yeah, well, in that case, Pinky, you and me better walk down to the station house and have a talk with the sergeant. I'm a policeman.
Station house? Sergeant? Policeman? Egad. This is all a terrible mistake. I thought you were that knucklehead Waldo Boomer.
Well, then we're even. I thought you were that knucklehead Colonel Doolittle.
But I am that knucklehead Colonel Doolittle.
Yeah, sure you are. I'm Napoleon.
Well, look here, Officer Napoleon. I am Colonel Doolittle, and this is my house.
And why were you trying to sneak in through the window?
Very well, I'll tell you the truth. I forgot my key, and there's nobody home.
Oh. Remember what Dad said about snoopers? Tell them we never heard of them. See you later. Oh, hello.
Nobody home, huh?
Yeah, well, I can explain about her.
Now, don't tell me she's one of Fingers McGurk's boys, too. Or is she one of his lady fingers?
Certainly not. She's my daughter. Marianne, tell the gentleman who I am.
I beg your pardon?
I said, tell him who I am. Who am I?
Oh. Well, now, don't tell me. Let's see. You're Napoleon.
Caesar's ghost, of course. I'm not Napoleon. He is.
Oh. Well, then you must be Josephine.
Now, just a minute, miss. Do you mean you don't know this old galoot?
I never saw him before in my life.
Marianne, are you denying your old galoot? This man is a police officer. He thinks I'm trying to break into my own house.
Oh, but Dad, you said if any snoopers
came... Never mind what I said. Just tell him who I am.
Oh, it's all right, officer. He's my father, Colonel Doolittle.
Hey, hi there, Marianne.
Oh, hi, Waldo.
Waldo. Boomer.
Dad, I want you to meet Waldo Boomer. He's studying law.
Raise your right hand.
What?
Do you solemnly swear that you're the colonel, the whole colonel, and nothing but the colonel's to help you Doolittle?
Are you serious, my boy? Do I look like Colonel Doolittle to you?
Here we go again.
Excuse me.
Well, don't look at me. I ain't Colonel Doolittle.
Well, don't look at me. I'm not him either.
What are you all looking at me for?
Now, look, there's something fishy going on here. Colonel or mister or whatever you call yourself, do you mean to say now that you're not this girl's father?
Girl? What girl?
Well, don't look at me!
Dad, you just got through proving you are my father.
Well, I'm obviously an imposter. I deserve to be locked up.
You know what? I think you're going to get just what you deserve.
Think you know? Can you do a little? Wake up.
Oh, how's that?
It's me, Colonel, the chief of police. Wake up.
Oh, Chief Broderick. What's the matter, Elmer?
I'm sorry to bother your nap, Colonel. But I need this cell for a prisoner. And you wanted me to wake you up in time to get home for lunch, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, yes, indeed. Well, thanks, Chief.
That's all right.
I can't get my confounded shoes on.
So
why is it you always go to bed with size 8 feet and you wake up with size 9?
Yes.
Thanks for the use of the cot, Chief.
Oh, no, not at all, Colonel. Glad to oblige a dandy crackerjack checker player like yourself.
Well, thanks again for letting me stretch out here, Elmer.
You bet you can. Drop in any time you feel sleepy in the neighborhood.
Oh, Gertrude, there you are, lovebird.
Where have you been, jailbird?
Few kind words, madam. Have you ever been beaten with 2 feet?
2 feet?
Of rubber hose. It's known as the Chinese water torture.
Lucius, I've already talked to Chief Broderick on the telephone.
Oh, you did, huh?
And he told me you were curled up under a blanket in one of his jail cells.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Gertrude, perhaps you're right, my love. Maybe I'm a failure at that.
Oh, of course you're not a failure, Lucius, dear. It's just that, well, when we were first married, you were so full of big talk.
Yeah.
And what became of all that big talk?
Nothing. I'm still full of it.
But by George, if you want me to give up the pleasure of inventing for a living,
You'll get a regular job? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, that's what I'm trying not to say.
Wait here, Lucius. I'll get my hat and we'll go down to the shoe factory together.
Yeah, but Gertrude, if I have to work for somebody else, at least let me take that job that's advertised in the paper. It just fits my executive talent. Intelligent man with ability to make contacts for important legal work. It's more in line
Lucius.
With my natural... Very well, my dear. Let's go down and sell my soul to the shoe factory.
Answer the door while I get my hat here.
Who is it?
It's me, Colonel. George Motley.
Oh, come in, Motley. I thought it might be that rumpus room Romeo and his blasted subpoena.
Say, how'd you manage to get back in the house?
Who? Me? Well, as a man of the house, I simply demanded that Gertrude let me in, that's all.
Then you don't have to get a job?
As a matter of fact, I hear the shoe factory is kind of run down at the heel. So I decided to offer them my services.
Oh, Edna says they're not hiring anybody at the shoe factory.
Really? Then I guess they wouldn't give me a job either, huh?
That's what Edna says.
Oh, Shaw.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Only don't tell Gertrude, huh? I can hardly wait to see the funny look on her face when she finds out they won't hire me.
Lucius, Oh, hello, George.
Good afternoon, Gertrude.
Lucius, I've changed my mind about the shoe factory.
Yes, Martha. Well, I've also...
Go right ahead and take the other job, the one you wanted.
Yeah, but you can't change your mind.
Why not? I'm a woman. I have a right to change my mind.
Yeah, well, I'm a man. I have some rights, too.
Name one.
What are you laughing at, Motley?
You know that funny look you could hardly wait to see on Gertrude's face?
Yeah?
Looks funnier on yours.
Gertrude, have a heart. Every time I open the door, I expect to see that subpoena-serving Svengali your daughter's running around with.
My daughter?
Hi, everybody. Somebody talking about me?
Yes, Marianne. It was your mother's husband.
Huh? Oh, hello, Mr. Motley. I brought somebody home with me, Mom. Come on in, Dreamboat.
Dreamboat?
Hiya, folks. I'm Waldo Boomer.
Boomer? You mean you brought this lethal Lothario into my own house?
Oh, Lucius, calm down.
Calm down.
Waldo, this is my mother.
Mrs. Doolittle, put her there.
And this is Mr. Motley.
Mr. Motley, put her there.
And this is my father.
Colonel Doolittle?
I'm leaving her right where she is.
I'll see you folks later.
All right, George. Goodbye.
Oh, Mom, I'm so excited. Guess what? Waldo asked me to his fraternity dance.
Good. I hope somebody trips him on his light fantastic.
Lucia.
Well, she's too young to go out with boys anyhow.
Too young?
Why, she's 18.
Then she's old enough to know better.
Don't be ridiculous. You used to go to dances yourself.
Not with boys, I didn't.
But, Colonel, I'm not...
Wait a minute, Dreamboat. Dad, what are you so excited about?
Excited about... Waldo, that's what I'm excited about. Of all the boys you had to go out with, you have to pick Steamboat here.
Dreamboat, not Steamboat.
Well, Dreamboat, then.
Oh, golly, Dad, I thought you'd be glad I picked a boy like Waldo. He's ambitious. Why, he's even working his way through college.
Well, that's just the trouble. Why couldn't you pick a loafer?
Your friends are too old for her.
But why couldn't you pick some lazy lout who lets his father pay his way? What kind of a job does he get anyway? A subpoena server.
Waldo, you're a subpoena server?
No, Marianne. Honest, I'm not. I quit that job 2 weeks ago, honest.
Well, there, you see, Marianne, he quit that job two weeks ago.
Speaking of jobs, Lucius, you were just on your way to answer that ad, remember?
Ad? Ad?
You'd better run, Lucius, before somebody beats you to it.
Beats me to... Waldo, my boy... may I have a word with you privately, son?
Oh, me? Ah, sure, Colonel.
Yeah, right out here in the hall, my boy. That's it. Now, quit that job as subpoena server 2 weeks ago, eh, my boy?
Yes, sir. My father's helping me now.
I thought so. A lazy lout lets his father pay his way.
Well, I...
Young man, do you think I want my daughter running around with a loafer?
But you said that...
Bosh, never mind what I said. I'm looking for a man to work for me.
Work for you, Colonel? Oh, gosh, what kind of a man are you looking for?
An intelligent man with ability to make contacts for important legal work.
Oh, gee, and you want me to work for you?
Yeah. Well, when I say for me... I mean, instead of me.
Oh, golly, there's Waldo now. Hurry up with those hooks, Mom.
No, I'll answer it, my dear. I'd like to have a little talk with Waldo anyway. Waldo, my boy, come in, come in. did you land that job I sent you down to get this afternoon?
Yes, sir, I did, but I don't think you're gonna...
Hi, Greenboat. Am I late?
Oh, brother. Woo! Boy, do you look terrific.
To be young again. Like to be going along with you, too.
Well, come along, Dad.
Yeah, come along.
No, thanks. No, I'll stay home and find something interesting to read. You two have a good time.
Ah, gee, thanks. Oh, Colonel, here's something you might be interested in reading.
Oh, thank you, my boy.
It's a subpoena.
Oh, it's a subpoena?
Yeah. That job you sent me down to get was the one I quit 2 weeks ago. They took me back.
Hey, God.
Oh, and Colonel.
What?
You have a good time, too. Good night.
Lucius, are you up here in the... Oh, there you are.
No, one moment, my dear. You are about to witness the unveiling of a simple and revolutionary new device. My automatic window cleaner.
Yes. Well, I just called the president of the shoe factory, Lucius.
Shoe factory again, madam, at a time like this.
I told him you were an inventor, and he sounded very interested.
Oh, really? No. Man of vision, no doubt. He probably wants to invest in my latest invention.
He wants to know how long it'll take you to finish your latest invention.
Oh, simple. A child could finish it in a day.
So you can go to work in the shoe factory.
But since I'm a grown man, it'll take me at least a week.
From Hollywood, the American Broadcasting Company has brought you Much About Doolittle, starring Hans Conried and written by Jack Crutcher. In tonight's cast were Virginia Gregg, Patty Chapman, Howard McNear, Gil Stratton Jr., Barney Phillips, and Ed Max. Music was arranged and conducted by Buzz Adlin. Much About Doolittle is produced by N. Gail Gitterman and directed by Nat Wolff. This is Ken Peters saying goodnight from Hollywood.